Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Judy Batista, a longtime writer with the NFL Network and NFL.com, had a chance to catch up with her as we were getting ready to walk out of the Miami Convention Center last week on Friday and getting you ready for Super Bowl 54. She came over, we started talking, and here's that conversation.
I look at the way this is all kind of grown up, I guess is the best way to put it. How long have you been doing this? Because I've been covering Super Bowls going back to 98, 99.
My first as a beat reporter was 2000.
Yeah.
The 2000 Super Bowl, which was Tampa, San Diego. And then I covered some in, I used to work at the Miami Herald, so I covered some here.
So you've had a few here.
Yeah.
How does this one here compare to when you started?
Oh, my God. It's just, there's no comparison, yeah. Right? It's, everything is bigger. Everything is bigger.
I mean, the convention center is new because it was in the old convention center?
Yeah, this convention center is so much bigger than it used to be.
Yeah.
The last time we were here, I think we were headquartered mostly up in Fort Lauderdale, so that's different. But it's just, I mean, there's just by multitudes,
if
many
you had,
more people.
If you had to put a Cliff Notes version on the season, what would it be?
I thought it was a really exciting season and like a remarkably sort of knock on wood controversy free season, other than officiating, which they'll take every day of the week.
Right.
As long as you're talking about actual football, they're happy with it. But I thought it was just like all about football this year. And that was good for a change because they'd had a few seasons there where we spent a whole lot of time not talking about football.
Right.
We'd spent talking about legal stuff. I think the story of the year was Lamar Jackson and how Baltimore just completely turned their offense upside down and put it on him and what a phenom he was.
Yeah.
And, you know, and then I think, not surprisingly, the San Francisco 49ers. I mean, a team going from four wins to, you know, the Super Bowl is pretty remarkable.
Yeah. The year of the running back, I guess, for the
reemergence.
Defense physicality is now coming back a little bit when you see it in the 49ers. But, you know, where we're from, you know, covering the Green Bay Packers and the NFC North and such, boy, nobody saw 13-3 coming in a really, I hate to use the term soft, a very quiet way.
It was a quiet 13-3,
you know?
Right? Like,
yeah.
I think part of that is because there were these other big stories in other spots. And not that you take Aaron Rodgers and the Green Bay Packers for granted, but like I sort of expect Aaron Rodgers to have a 10 or 11 win season every year as long as he's upright.
Right.
So that's why it's quiet. Whereas I don't think we all saw Baltimore doing what they did. I don't know if we all thought San Francisco was going to be able to turn it around in 1 year the way they did. They sort of, you're right, they were sort of an under the radar, if you can be under the radar, with 13 wins.
Let me ask you this, Lamar Jackson, 2 years in a row, postseason, 2 years in a row, not a great narrative there. Does he now start to, if he has another one, does he now start to get the, you know, you're showing a lot to us in the regular season, but, you know.
I don't think so. I think they have to – look, they're going to have to evolve that offense again this year because obviously everybody's going to go to school on what they did this season.
Right.
And defensive coordinators will figure out stuff. But I don't think so. I think he's going to get better. Don't forget, he's only played really one full season as a starter. I think he will improve. He improved dramatically from last year to this year. And so I expect that he'll make another big jump again. I don't think that's going to stick with him. That wasn't just a Lamar Jackson failure. That was a Baltimore Ravens failure.
Well, I know that we were rooting for a rematch of Super Bowl I and the State Farm Bowl with the two representatives. I got a lot of people along the way that kind of said to us, kind of hoping it's the Packers and the Chiefs.
It would have been pretty cool, wouldn't it? All the people who spent a lot of time figuring out how to market the 100th year of the NFL would have been really happy.
Repeat
of Super Bowl I would have made their jobs very easy.
Judy, it's a pleasure. I appreciate you stopping by. I know you got to run, but thanks for hanging out with us a little bit.
There you go. Judy Batista from NFL.com and the NFL Network joined me for a couple of minutes. We just caught up. We were kind of walking and talking. So thought I'd bring you that. One of the final interviews left over from Super Bowl 54 and our time down there in Miami Beach at the Miami Convention Center. So great to catch up with her just a little bit.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.